This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, November 17, 2014. I'm Marc Boulanger. The G20 Conference of World Leaders ended yesterday, November 16th, after 2 days of discussions about world trade, climate change, economic growth, and employment. Labour representatives from the 20 countries, known as the L20, met prior to the start of the conference. Radio Labour's senior correspondent, Seemarie Ainsborough, has a report.
Labour leaders are returning from the G20 conference in Australia disappointed. The G20 leaders adopted a plan to increase the global economy by 2%. But as the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, Sharon Burrow, told the media, that target assumes full employment, and the world is far from full employment. There are more than 200 million people unemployed in the world. Youth unemployment is about 14%, and wage growth is stalled. Ms. Burrow said, with the huge unemployment crisis and no plans to address demand needed to stimulate the global economy, the G20 will be back next year with higher unemployment and more fractured societies. The next G20 conference will be held in Turkey in 2015. This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.